driving. Got moved. Again, I just want to start off by apologizing. We try to start our meetings promptly at 7.
Excuse me?
You're all here on time, and you should have been here. I appreciate the first thing first for you. We don't have a quorum yet, so I'm just going to do some introductory remarks, and then we're going to read to the fourth member of the committee.
See, I'm telling you, there's something in here. Make everybody call.
The way this works is we have an agenda. We will have.
Do we have some water?
Do we have any water?
Water.
Where's water? Is that thing open in there?
Yeah. Is it real quick? That room?
There's a room in there. The
water container in our office.
No, we have two in my
I'll try. Okay. Maybe not.
We have time. Take your time.
Well, I was getting one of those jokes. July is going to be fun. 13 petitions.
I hate meeting in July. The only reason we're saved that August is because there's no place to meet.
We have one.
Two.
Two?
Yeah, because there's too many petitions.
That's better. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for my colleagues to come back.
On the 18th, Yeah, I probably remember that. I saw that there was a meeting coming up. It's just incredibly, incredibly busy. It's really bad.
Let me ask how we're going to proceed this evening. First of all, I'll start by introducing our staff. I have a meeting with my best friend. It's all my choreographer, Laura, from Ward 3. Behind me. To my far left is Dan Sexton from the Planning Department, Rita Young, the Deputy City Solicitor, and Linda Finucane, our committee clerk. So you're all clear with your audio tape. And if you come up to address us, please state your name
and address and your
affiliation. We have several petitions on this evening. A couple of that to be continued. And what I envision for the first two is taking public hearing in here, finishing the public hearing, adjourning for a minute or two, and proceeding next door for a working session. Hopefully we're going to be able to act on the petition this evening. So, Linda, do you want me to do the postponements first? Or?
Why don't you just announce in case anybody's here, then towards the end you can announce.
There's two petitions that the petitioner is asking to postpone are 165. 14 Richard Sewell petition for a special permit of 3-5 offered 3. And the second one is 166-14 Cordero Ventures LLC for 22 Leonard Street. Is anyone here for either of those two petitions? That's true. We're not going to take any action in this evening. I see none, we're going to turn to 152-14 Sayed.
Thank you.
Could you state your name and address, please, sir?
So, if you
petition, sir?
Yes. Wall, and what we want to do is since a parking area, there has been more surrounding the parking area. It was built a long, long time ago. And what we want is very lively and also kind of like in terms of safety and also in terms of the fact that the children and elderly at winter when they come get to the house, they want to go through the snow, rain, etc.
Prior
greater to the most part than the four feet above grade. The basement then ended up counting towards the FAR. And so the house, by counting the basement as the weight of the first floor instead of the basement, and including the basement first, second, and attic space, exceeded the FAR. So the calculations that we have presented have also asterisks several of the calculations to note that were it a basement, we would be here because everything would be conforming. So it's relatively minor. It's in the back of the house, not seen in the street, and they have letters from two abutters in support of it. So then I'm kind of done if there's any questions.
You know, we do say this short and sweet. Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Seeing none, is there any member of the public who wishes to be heard on this petition? Thank you very much, Mr. Sapp. Again, we're going to hold the public hearing open. We're going to convene and work in session in just a couple of minutes, and hopefully get this up to speed. The next item on our agenda is 165-14, Richard Sewell, petition for special permit type plan approval, and 3-5 Auburn Street.
I'm going to open the hearing, but there's a request to continue.
I'm going to open the public hearing at this time. It was requested by the petitioner that we then postpone the public hearing to July. For anybody who's here on that, we're going to pick the exact date of July, whether it's going to be the 15th, the 22nd, or the 29th. But for anyone who's here on that petition, I want to assure you, we're not closing the public hearing on 9/8, and it's my intention to continue the public hearing until September. So if anyone has any questions on that, do you need a vote for this?
No, you don't need it to continue.
The public hearing has been opened and it's been continued. The last item before the public session is 160 public hearing, excuse me, 166-14, Career Ventures LLC, approval at 22 Lennox Street, Ward 2. I have refused myself on this particular matter. Alderman Bob, would you just be kind enough to open the public hearing and then continue with questions?
Credere Ventures, petition for special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to enclose an existing carport in order to create a garage containing approximately 324 square feet at 22 Lennox Street, Ward 2 West Newton, on land known as SBL 3255, containing approximately 9,353 square feet of land in the district zone of civil residence. We'll open the public hearing, and then we're going to continue the public hearing. Thank you.
Thank you all.
7:15?
We have a very short public hearing agenda today, which includes we're going to take a survey of 1 minute break. We're going to proceed next door and then ask the two petitions we just been hearing on, and we're going to continue our discussion at 4:24:13, which is 1933 Meehan Street.
Right.
for 280. Because it's been there. Yeah, the door's gonna be.
I'm sorry?
The door's gonna be. Where's that one?
I don't know. I just. I have certain. The mayor coffin is putting poking its nose into 40B for the number of special funding. And it's like Dorian knows, like. So when is that? Steve Ona.
Ona's
Steve Ona. I know, it's a sweet building.
Yeah, but I mean, Paul's got this grand idea that he's going to try to keep it, but he's going to like bounce up the residential portion.
That's what I heard. Oh, God. There goes the nose on the screen. Ooh, blinded by the white light.
No, it's fine.
Blinded by the dye.
Three and a half years that I was at once. Fire.
We hauled everybody in here. We have four people tonight. We have two tiny petitions.
Uh-huh.
And Meter Street, you know, could have waited a few weeks.
And Meter Street's been going on since December.
Right. I mean, and so we're calling all these people in here to City Hall on a night we have graduation.
It's nice and cool here.
I'm going to bring my jacket.
I'm sorry, I was so frustrated.
That's all right. You can hear me.
You can bet.
You can pass.
Brian is blocking the gap between the windowsill. Look at that gap.
We did be frozen.
Okay, you realize that bats and all sorts of other things could fly through there.
I guess they didn't notice that when they put it in, right?
You'll find out this summer what it's like.
Got a land speed record going tonight, you think?
We are.
I don't know, huh?
Really? I think we'll be recording. It'll take a couple minutes afterwards to talk about something scheduled.
Yeah.
Yeah, rather big meetings coming up, medical marijuana, and things like that.
And I'm just, I haven't looked at the board order yet.